Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Maz, a British study has finally determined what men talk about when they get together at a bar. What is it, Maz?
Sex?
Not according to the study.
Sports?
Not according to the study.
Sexual sports?
Again, not according to the study. According to this study, seems to smash the stereotype about men. Because
Ooh.
According to the study,
men talk about their emotions.
Yes, they talk about their feelings, their relationships, and their kids, according to this study. Hidden cameras.
So saying, like, that guy really pissed me off. Does that count as talking
Possibly.
About your emotions?
Well, let me explain what happened. So this firm set up hidden cameras at several London pubs, and then they filmed about 70 hours of conversation among male friends, and they actually talked about how they felt, and it wasn't just thirsty and horny. One guy talked really about his struggles with impotence.
What kind of bar was this?
Well, I know! Maybe it was one of those strange bars where women dress up as men. I don't know. But you're thinking to yourself, as I thought when I read this, this is ridiculous. I'm a man. I know this is not true. And of course it's ridiculous. The men knew the cameras were there.
Yes.
Of course they pretended to be sensitive and in touch with their feelings.
In all honesty, if I'm in a bar with my buddy, we're like watching we're watching the screen. We're not even talking.
That's not why men get together to talk to each other.
No.
They get together to... Get away from talking.
Get away from talking. The kids and my wife are at home. I got an hour to watch the whatever sport theme it is. I'm going to watch it, have a drink, and go home and then pretend like I had a bad time. But actually, it was a break.
Yeah.
It's a break. It's for, like, we get short breaks during the day in the bathroom.
They're not that short.
Well, what are we? I extend it as much as I can, but I got young kids, so they keep coming. So you get your short breaks, and then that's like your lunch break. You go to the bar for an hour, and then you come back, and you're like, oh, God, okay, what'd you talk about? Nothing, really. And then, you know, unless if the cameras are on, in
exactly,
which case, my feelings.
Yes. Coming up, our panelists discovered that someone has been lying this whole time. It's our Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.